Jones and Ben Thomas. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia's oil industry. Jennifer King reports the Trump administration looking for levers to end Moscow's war in Ukraine.
It's something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the measures are an attempt to choke off the Kremlin's war machine. President Trump spoke at a meeting with NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
Trump says a plan to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary is off for now, but he remains optimistic.
Hopefully he'll become reasonable, and hopefully Zelensky will be reasonable too. You know, it takes two to tango, as they say.
Rutte spoke to reporters afterward.
With sustained pressure, we will be able to get Putin to the table.
Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. forces have destroyed another alleged drug boat in the waters off South America. Julie Walker has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media the strike took place in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages. Then the strike occurs, smoke and flames, debris.
We have the greatest weapons in the world, and you see a little bit of it there. One shot, everyone dead center.
Hegseth says two people aboard were killed, bringing the death toll from all the strikes to at least 34. President Trump justifying the strikes by asserting the U.S. is engaging in an armed conflict with drug cartels.
Every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives.
I'm Julie Walker.
And the Coast Guard says it's providing a base of operations for U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area, part of the president's immigration operations. This is AP News. In Paris, the director of the Louvre is acknowledging terrible failure over the weekend jewel heist, citing a shortage of security cameras outside among the security weaknesses exposed. But Charles Deledesma reports the museum has reopened.
Hundreds were queuing outside as the Louvre's barriers were removed. However, the scene of the heist, the jewel-lined Apollo room, stayed shuttered. Authorities say the gang had spent less than 4 minutes inside the massive gallery. Using a freight lift, the thieves forced a window, smashed two display cases, and fled on motorbikes. Visiting from Florida, Stephanie Dorsey.
Astonishing that they were able to do something like that in such a short amount of time with no one really noticing.
One piece, the emerald-set imperial crown of Empress Eugenie, with more than 1,300 diamonds, was later found outside the museum, damaged but recoverable. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.